Simin Shin Mem. We're in Sif Gimel, and Mishaburis of Katan Yud Beis. So we're talking about the malacha of mechika, of erasing. And we said if a person erases a large enough area that he could write two letters, he's chayiv. So Mishaburis says Teosius. Apachos Mikain, Gam Ken Yeshus. Even if he's erasing the area which is small, less than two, can't write two letters in, it's also also. The measurement of two letters is significant because that's when he'll be chayiv a korban for doing it. Okay, chayiv. Now, v'hu de kabanosu be'ez ha'machika shehei roi emas sheirta lichtav she'osus. He's only chayiv is if he had intent when he erased it. That whenever it will be necessary, he's going to write something there. Well, the definition doesn't have to be I'm planning to erase it and rewrite it immediately on Shabbos, right? It's that he's planning to erase it to write there. Whenever that happened will be. It might be after Shabbos. Similarly, by the other malachas where we require an almanas, there has to be a purpose for something positive. So a person is destroying a building with intent to rebuild. A person is tearing with intent to re-sew it. So in those cases, the law is, you don't need the intent to redo should be done on Shabbos. You just have the intent to redo at some point in time. Okay. Nofel dio oshar davar lach ala sefer. You have some ink or something which is a liquid fell onto a sefer, and it's still wet. So al yalach echenu b'loshoynoi. So don't lick it off. Val yirchatzenu b'mayim. Do not wash it off. Because either way, those considered a mechika. You know, it falls on the place where it's possible, where it's where there's writing, or even a place where you could write. So there's a mechika involved in it. Okay. Also, litin shava ala sefer the simin b'mokim shiroitzel la'ayin b'lamocher. So I open up a sefer and I find the page what I need. I figure I need the marker, so I had a little bit of wax there. I'll stick it in and it'll stick to the page. So there's no problem of moichik in that situation. I'm not doing where the letters are, etc. But there's a different problem. They chashash meiruach because you're going to smooth out the wax. We had before the malach of meiruach of smoothing out something out. There's a malach of meiruach, and that's going to be us.
What's the shear for? I think we went over this before, but for something like this, what would be the shear would make it usser? If you would just put down the wax without smoothing, then presumably it would be okay.
And right, but the problem is it might come to meruah.
It might come to that, right. So just on its own, let's say hypothetically it would be what's there to do. What would be the shear of smoothing? Would be any amount presumably would be usser, but what would be the amount to be? The over on the.
To be high, you mean?
Yeah.
I'm not sure what the shear for meruah is. The avos malachas, which are involved in preparing the hide. So. You know, so shechting up. You know, then you have the flaying, and you have all. So meruach is part of that process. You're smoothing off the hide. The shear for all those is to be able to get a piece of parchment, which is large enough to write on it. Either two letters or the Parsha Katana Shebishma. I don't know how the more comes out. The more mentions both Shurim. I don't know if the more comes out on that. So, if you write a Parsha Shema, something like that big. So assuming that the meruach of wax and other things that's colder from there, yeah, she loved it. Maybe that's the sheer mitzvah. I don't know. Okay. Also, the Shabbos, you can't break this cake, which has these letters written on it. Okay, so number one, what's a little of the tinnik? You can give it to a child. Even the child will break it. Now, normally, we can't put a child in a situation where they're going to be doing a malacha, which is awesome. So I can't, as it were, feed him the aveira. So it's him, I can't feed him food, which is also to eat. I can't feed him an aveira. So if the malacha is a drabona, and he's not doing it for the father, and there's some benefit to the child, so that I'm not, then there are shittas which hold that I'm allowed to give it to him. So, if there's ever in case he's giving him the food, since it's for the tzarech of the child, this mechik over here definitely is not. There's no intent to rewrite, so it's not going to be the raisa. So I'm not mechiyev to. You know, I'm allowed to give him the food, even though he'll end up doing it at the rabbanon. But we paskin that we'll see that when we get to Shimon Gimel, this is all about other people. There's halach in the Torah. I can't feed an avera to a child. That applies to any person. So that doesn't apply over here. It's rabbanon for his tzarech, and it wasn't your intent to give it to him, etc. But a father has a mitzvah of chinuch to train him to do the right thing. So that you're still not doing. So the father would have this little tittling to give it to a child, but not your child. Okay. So you have this cake which has written on it. Comes in Shabbos like this. Shekosav olav, Shekosav olav. But dafka kishakosin ala ugois osi os midavarat. This case we're talking about. You have your cake. You have your cookie. You have icing. You wrote a letter on top. Right. Use some other. Medium to create a letter. That when you made the cookie, you pressed in the word ketem, you know. So your biscuit says ketem cracker in it, right? So I want to eat my ketem cracker. I want to break my ketem cracker. Well, he did it b'tfus, which means with the form of b'yadayim, he did it by hand. This is part of the food. So then, sure, you're allowed to break it. It's mutter. Why? Dein shem tzivo leo mel l'shayich b'zer mechika. When it's written into the food, we don't consider that is considered tzivos osius, and therefore the malacha mechika doesn't apply to it. This is the Shabbos understanding. The Chassidish argues and says that whatever the medium that they're written in, you know, it's the letter. What's the difference? We're differentiating between writing on and writing in the food. Now, writing in, that's clear in the Gemara, that's considered a tzivah. Engrave something in, it's called tzivah. Person, I'm not writing with ink, I'm not writing with putting something on top. I I'm going to go on a, with, on a piece of metal and engrave in a name. It's also called Ksiva. I didn't add anything. I took away. Took away some of the metal. Yeah, but that's the malacha. So now it's in a cookie. What's the difference? That's the Chazanish's problem with this.
You know, if you have like a birthday cake, you want happy birthday.
So that's written on top. So that's the case of the Ramah. You said you shouldn't break it.
So the embedded writing on metal or any other material, would that still fall under divisive?
He disagrees with the case of embedded. He said it's also awesome.
And the said it's okay?
Yeah. Embedded in the food. We're not discussing embedded in other things. The head in Kosovo Haosius with the Vash Hamur of Imaim, Basharme Paris, Gankan in Lahat. The Gemara says that you're right with something called May Paris. It's not considered a Ksiva the Raisa. So it's not considered a Ksiva the Raisa. So remember, the whole thing over here is not Amanas. It's a rewrite. So you're talking about the Rabbanim. And the May Paris are the Rabbanim. Your Kavana is to break the Oisius. You know, so I can combine all these swords together so it makes it more cool. It's a bit Oisius. So some say that destroying, cutting through a picture is also considered a form of mechika. There's a picture there, and you're tearing through the picture, destroying through the picture. So if I have a picture drawn on the cake, I have the same problem. I have a rose. I cut through the rose, make it not a rose anymore. The Havi Moichet, because all these are considered mechika.
If I put two letters, if I have two halves of the cake, and I put them together,
we'll see. Even though you're not planning to rewrite over there on top of this cake, but it's also mirabonin. Even though you're not doing it intentionally, it's a psikreisha, which is also even in a malacha rabonin. We had before the case of tzeva. The case before was a case of covering over the beehive. Even though bees are in, so it's not capturing something which is normal to capture for usage, to use their hides, etc. But still, there was an issur. You couldn't cover over the whole beehive to the point all the bees are trapped, because we considered safe, even though it's only safe. Even though your kavanah was to protect it from the rain, whatever it is, so it's a problem because it's a secretion.
First, he's part of the result of his kibbutz.
No.
He's giving a full piece,
and the kid's going to break it. We're not discussing eating yet, we're discussing breaking. The most case was breaking the cake. I want to cut it or something like that. Eating it, we'll get to eating. I'm sure we'll get to eating. Even the kid's going to break it. You give the kid the thing, he's going to break it apart.
Give him a cake to cut?
You have a cake, you have a piece of cake, and there's a letter on it. So he's going to. He'll cut it. He can't cut it for you.
Right, he'll cut it for himself.
For himself, and cut it and tear it, whatever it is.
As long as it's not the case.
As long as not the father. It could be your cake, as long as you're not the father. Yeah. Now, buying sefer dogel mervava shemitzad lahalkel beikir hadinas via b'shari tshuva. The dogel mervava, which is the night of Yehuda, wrote a pirush in Shulchan Aruch, and he disagrees and says that he feels in this case really is mutter. He says that he argues that you have a combination of a few rabbanans over here. First of all, like the Mishnah said, it's not you're not planning to rewrite of it. Second of all, the normal way to do mechika wasn't by breaking the cake under it. You know, the whole concept of mechika this way is going to be kalachiyah. It's not the normal way of doing mechika. It's their kilkel, regards to the ksiva, it's had to be mekalkalit, so you have all those swerves together, see, and you, the only problem with segregation wasn't for one of the cloud, which segregation of the abundance really is a mechalikus. We hold it to us if it's a mechalikus. So you combine everything together, he doesn't see a reason to be mad. Now, we ask this month alav to sheena shayber b'vatim oisus biyadoi rak b'piv derechachim. So, Mishabur says, I will accept the Dogam of Abba's decision at least this much, that biting into it is not going to be us. Breaking it by hand, I'm not going to rely on him, but to bite into it is fine. So that was the decision of So I'm going to bite in, smack through the middle of this rose or this letter. That's not a problem. I'm allowed to do that. Again, the Chazon Ish argues on this, holds this a problem. So according to Chazon Ish, his nephew, the missing Karel, is raising the question, am I allowed to swallow a pill which has on its letters erased? Your stomach, they get erased. He says, not a problem. It's obvious. But at that point in time, they're not considered like there's a letter there anymore.
He holds
it that eating the cake is also. Even though Derech Achila, Mechika Derech Achila is still us.
It's happening in your mouth.
Right.
And the pill is, maybe saying it's not happening in your mouth?
No, it doesn't happen in your mouth, it happens in your stomach. You don't bite into the pill usually. In your stomach, it dissolves, so you end up with, there's no letter anymore, but there's no letter anymore. Halachically, it's not considered as a letter anymore. In the stomach.
And if he had a chewable tablet,
it would be a problem from the cousin. Okay, now. So the Mishnah Berurah like that. Sefer Shekosav Allah Barosha Chudei Dapa of Osir Setevis. We have across the top of here, it says Library of Montgomery County Public Library. So now, when I open up the book, I'm breaking the letters. When I close the book, I'm putting the letters back together again. Osir Mukhi. So Yesh Osir Lepaskar Lelana Lebishavis. Some say you cannot open, you cannot close it, because when you open it, you're doing mechika. When you close it, you're doing tziva. Like in a psicha shavro oisius, havikim mechik. Chen kishonar loy havikim goisiv. So there's some that say that it's awesome. The Sharatzion brings that's the opinion of the Levush and the Magen Avraham. But Well, that's a remote, but true with the Huckle Bazette. Okay, that's Harbacherin. So if you look at the bottom of the Prince of Kansas, the Taz, Prisha, the Ramah, Tabas Yori, El Yab, Tabas Shabbos, Oi, Gam Kos Shekinah Minig. So they held the Minig as the Maisa to Mako. Now, so what would the argument be? Why is it Mutter? I mean, it's a good point. You're breaking the word, you're putting the word back together again. Why is it any different than breaking this cake? So it's a cake, so breaking the letters. But Tamam, their opinion is the Kiban, the Austrian Lino, believe Kayach Tommy. I mean, it's put there to be open the clothes. So if that's how it functions, that's not a new act of destroying it, a new act of recreating it every time. This is how it functions. This is what it's made for. So it's not considered like about Bob Mishum Chikuv Ksiva. But how the Kedalas Hanisker Benifta Tomid, then Mishum Binyan Vestira Bechenamin. So when I open my front door, I said, "Wow, I'm taking out part of my wall. Part of the wall is missing." And I close. Oh, I'm adding back to my wall. No, it's made to open and shut. It's not called Binyan. It's not called Stira. It's not called Ksiva. It's not called Mishum. Okay. So Mika then it's more. Come back and knock on the hack where Kashesh was ever out. So Mr. Bruce, decision is, by having after picking up two Sidurim, one has letters on the top, one doesn't have letters on the top. If you're actually reading two books, one has letters on the top, one doesn't. So I should use the one which doesn't.
Will not know.
The Shartzian points out that therefore it would be proper that when you people should not be writing on the side of their should be putting letters on the side of their pages to not to generate this problem.
Okay.
Okay.
This guy's gonna play Scrabble on Shabbos.
So now, Ramosha holds playing Scrabble on Shabbos is mutter, but the Lux Scrabble is awesome. What's Lux Scrabble? Lux Scrabble is it has little
holders,
so each letter stays in its place. He says because I have the letter ready, so just putting it together in a way where they're not really holding anything together, it's not considered next to the receiver. When I put away that they're holding it, so then already it's considered, I'm making, we discussed yesterday, I have a letter ready, I'm making words. It's also a form of receiver. It's only considered I'm making words when I put them together into something holding it together.
So is that same logic why the book is a problem? Because it's there's something holding it, or is it a completely different reason?
No, I think over there that's the letter which is there. The starting point is there's a Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says, discusses if a person would want to take, he has like letters made out of silver, attach it onto the paraisis with a pin. So he says you can't do that. So, what's the issue? The issue is, he says, I think it brings it later on somewhere. So the case wasn't Teufer because he didn't do enough of a stitch to be Teufer. But he says you say it's a problem of tzeiva. Now you have the letter written. The letter's formed already. So what's the veir? So you could argue whether the letter's formed, but it's not written on anything. There's no background to it. So you put it on the background. You put a letter on a background. That's called tzeiva. If that's the argument, then Scrabble is not the letter's written on the background of it. Or you understand the moment of Rome that the point is you're making a word. So in the case of Scrabble, you're making a word. So the case of the moment of Rome's case was that you're making this word held by a background. It was sewn on. So that's considered that you've done something of significance. It's not letters. So if I take letters and I arrange them together on the refrigerator with they're magnetic and make a word out of it, it's according to that would be a problem because someone's holding it. The kosher lamp made a kosher Shabbos magnet thing. Basically, it's words which are already formed. It's words which already are formed instead of letters. So it's a combination of different words which you can then, you know, put up on the... So, went to, be back at, so you have... So you're not making any new word. The words are there already.
So, listen to a button.
Nothing more.
Making a thought or a sentence doesn't.
Right, so see that's not what that wasn't. You don't see from the Magen Avraham, that's called tzeiva. Rabbi Mechadish said if I take something which is just a letter and I create a larger unit out of it, which is called a word, that's called tzeiva. If I have a word already, yeah, I'm getting more of an idea when I have the way put the words together, but that's not the same level of change from a letter to a word, from a word to a sentence. So after you turn on, after you have your kosher lamp, you have to get your kosher
collection magnet,
kosher message board. Okay. Dalit. Yesh li zoyer shel litzer v'etzbo v'mashkin al shulchan oy be'efer. Don't use, take your finger and draw with liquid on the table. So I dip my finger into something and I use it to write on the table. Or person wants to afer is ash, and a person will draw letters in the ash, like draw letters in the dirt. Mishavur talks about drawing on the frost in the windows, drawing a letter or the letters or a picture or whatever it is, would be the same problem.
It's not good.
There's no problem of going writing an A, B, C in the air. Making letters, you're not really doing anything. Okay. There is a significant amount of Mishabu over here. We're not going to finish all of it today. Basically what he does is after explaining the Shulchan Aruch, then he gets off and discussing some more extensive halachas of the Yesh Yisoyer. Now he says you should be careful about this. Which means that this Ritzler Av the Chiyav Chatas Lek, because the Gemara says writing with May Paris is not Chayiv. The Bein and Shita Dafke B'diyo by Mishar Dabre Kiyotze B'zeh Rishum Ay Miskayim. It has to be something which will create a lasting impression. Like we'll explain later on. So that's what it says. You should be careful, even though you know that it's not going to be chayiv the rice. It's going to be osur mirabanan because it's some form of writing. So you're using mashkin, it's a learner, what does it mean? You test. Shetobel etzbo be'ezah mashkin. He dipped his finger into a liquid. Because the Baal HaShulchan, he used that to write. Whether it's a New York cloth, whether it's a paper, it's a parchment. I don't care where you're writing, it's the same problem. Kosu Akhrein. The feeling in Kosov Ramashkin, Al Dobrishen is Kai, going Al Allah Yerokas, Kiyatibuza, Philippi, Mirabam Nosu. So the Mora says that the Kai for the Malacha of Siva, it has to be that the item you're writing with, the medium you're writing with, the liquid, is something it's a lasting type of medium, opposed to thin papyrus, liquid from papyrus, which will fade quickly. And it has to be on something which the Miskai. If a person writes on lettuce that's going to wither and shrivel up, etc., that's not called ksiva. So now what about if you combine the two together? Using maperis on vegetables. So now it's in their abundance. Maybe it's more. No, it's still us. A bit afer. You're drawing this picture in the ash. Heinisch asorat betzbo kamin oisios. The afer and ugly. You have dry afer, dry ash, and you scratch out with your finger letters. With the Michal, you could do the same thing. The same problem would be if you do it in sand. Also, this came in Oisius al Kalon Schuchis. You can't draw letters on your the window pane. It may occur in the winter. Shem Lachim in the curve, which they're now wet from the cold. And you're drawing in that letters or pictures is awesome. Now, be Roshim. Roshim can mean Osius with the Dvorim HaKrushim. The person will do it in something which is solidified, coagulated. The person, as this blood is hardening, so he draws a letter in it in a way that it's soft enough that it still takes a letter, but and then it hardens with that letter in place. So that's already chai. You've created something as opposed to sand, which is it's dry sand. It's going to shift at any point. Right now, it's there, but there's nothing really holding it there.
Okay, so this is interesting. So if it's in the process, it hasn't really solidified yet. And if you left it there, it's going to become potentially chayev. So if you would go ahead and wipe it before it dries, you'd be over on a derabanan, but you wouldn't be yet over on the Isur deraisa. Would that be mutter in that case?
It's an interesting question. The more discusses that question in the following scenario: a person stuck dough inside the oven on Shabbos, and not guy for the dough and for the bakes, but there's an issue to take dough off the oven on Shabbos.
Is it derabanan to do that?
In other words, they used to make their dough. Well, there were potentially two problems. But the Moras were dealing with the problem of Rudias Apas. Rudias Apas is the way they made their bread on the walls of the oven. So the process of scraping it off, etc., was a tircha. So there's no loss in it. They just do that on Shabbos. So, except if you're doing it, if you baked from before Shabbos, you're taking it off because you want to eat it on Shabbos, then it's okay. But here, it's not baked. So there's no melechish, there's no tzarech Shabbos in it. It's a tzarech of himself. He doesn't want to be chayav misa. Okay, but there's no tzarech Shabbos. So one wants to know, did Chazal remove the Isur Derabanan of remove, allowing him to remove in order to prevent him from getting, coming to Nisidur Reis. You also have a problem with muksa. The dough on Shabbos is muksa. It's not edible. So, you know, remove muksa. So again, you have the same question, because I'll remove the Issa Rabbanon to save this guy from the times. So the more it comes out that yes, he's allowed. I want us to re-say it. The way we have the Gemara, it seems to be the more comes out yes. There is another version of the Gemara which seems to come out the more is not saying yes. But the Rishash over there points out, we discussed this one, that not all Malachas are the same. Moshe. Zareya. Person plants a seed. Go back a step. So the Rishash says, according to this, that it's clear that the Malacha of baking, of Oifev, Bishul, is both putting it on by the heat source, so it's different before Shabbos, even though it's baking on Shabbos, it's okay. And then it has to bake. So what would be in a scenario where the guy put it on the heat source right before the end of Shabbos? It's not going to bake on Shabbos. So Rishash says potter. Because the Gemara says clearly the malacha is placing it and the baking. That's because it says if you get up before it bakes, you're potter. So the malacha wasn't placing, the malacha was placing but baking. So it only bakes after Shabbos. And okay. This is 1 second, I got a problem. There's a malacha called Zareya planting. The Gemara says Zareya always takes 3 days for the seeds to take root. So how do you ever be chayim with Zareya? You plant on Shabbos, it doesn't take root until after Shabbos. Because apparently the malacha zarei is not the taking root, it's the act of planting. In other words, by Bishul we're saying that the malacha is placing and plus the method and cooks. And a tongue zarei is different. So then, you know, each one of the malacha needs to know. We're saying over here, tell me that it's called a tzav. I wrote a tzav, which is a miskai. Because I put it in something which is solidified. But it hasn't solidified totally yet. So I smooth it out, it's okay. In other words, if the malacha is a siva, it's something which lasts, then I did that. Meanwhile, somebody did mechik. Doesn't help. If the malacha is the fact that you can siva and you end up with a permanent result, then you're right. I don't know how you define the malacha siva. I think Avinezer discusses the question.
It's not just that we care about bias, we care about closing the deal. So then we're going
to have to say, right. Yeah. So now, in the most of Dirshah, they bring the following question. So it's a common question. So on the bottom of my shoes, it says Nike, or it says, you know, whatever, New Balance. It's rain. It just rained. It's a little bit muddy. My front yard is more mud than it is grass, and I want to run out around from my front yard. And you don't see afterwards Nike. I mean, like, you know, right? I'm an advertisement for Adidas, you know. It's an Osir Motzer. Now that you told me that it's considered the Malach of writing in ash or in sand, so what about that? They call for Renism Karelis, and Renism Karelis holds as Motzer. He says again, so it's at best it's a subsecretion. It wasn't a tzibah which was beneficial. So some malachas you'd say that, you know, you ended up with something which is usable. You'd say, wow, like, you take a picture and send it to Adidas, you know, like, you know, well, what am I doing with this thing? So blimes like it's a secretion to lo nichale. You know, lo nichale means I have no bad. I don't specifically want it. Lo ichmasle means I don't care, and lo nichale equivalent in a law. Like, okay. Doesn't do anything for me. So it's definitely not derech tshiva. It's not normally how you want to. You're normally right by using your foot, the bottom of your shoes. So it's not derech tshiva. It's definitely kalach yad. It's kalach yad. It's kibeshal nichalei. Dealing with his rabban, kibeshal nichalei, which is a machlokes. And then they add a kamech. Maybe it's not secretial, you know, depends how hard you step down. We hold like this. If I have a situation, I will tell you based on statistics that 60% of the time I'm going to make a letter. And therefore, after walking around in the grass for 5 minutes, it's clear. There's no shy that probabilities are I'm going to definitely make a letter, make a word. But at any given step, it's not definitely I'm going to make a word. Making a word. So that's not called separation. Separation has to be. So a person's walking through grass. So at the end of the day, I can guarantee you, when he starts this field, end of the field, there is somewhere in the middle he's going to pull out some grass. But in each step, it's not bottom. It's not segregation. So you might argue here also that it's not considered segregation. They bring also possibly an argument that the classical case of segregation. The classical case of segregation is that he's doing A. A always causes B. So the act of doing A is equivalent to the law of doing B. Right? So the classic case, the more it is, he's pulling a chair and softer. So the more says he pulls a chair, the more he pulls a soft, so it's a larger item, he can't, because it's definitely going to make a fur. So ask the guy, you know what you think about fur? No. I wish I missed God. I'm not thinking about fur. But we say, but listen, but since he has a mind to schlep the bench, and the bench, by definition, when you schlep a bench, you end up with this depression on the ground that you made. So that's cold. You had Kavona for that segregation is gone. It's nichole. I'm doing A, and A, the act of A, can be construed as a way to do B. Now, it's not my kavana. My kavana is do A. But this is how you make chritz by slapping things across the floor. It wasn't my kavana to make a chritz, but I wanted to slap the thing across the floor, and that's called making. That is called my way to making a chritz. Let's say the following. Nobody would. Everybody would agree the following. There's a concept in the world called misasek. Misasek is potter and plug is afraid whether the nesiva says that misasek is mutter gomer. Trigger holds its osur. Goes to mutter gomer. What's misasek? The word osik means to be involved in doing something. I mean osik in something, or doing something. Misasek means it occurs. So the person goes and he thinks that this item is that there's some here some stalks of wheat. He wants to cut them in half. They're already cut. They're already cut on the ground. And they're too big, so he's cutting them in half. Now his mazel, the reality is they're still attached to the ground.
which is mashma when it comes to.
So he goes and cuts them. It turns out he did the malach of kotzer. He reaped them from the ground, but he had no awareness that that wasn't his intent. So the more said, that's called misasi. He wasn't osek in kotzer. Kotzer occurred, but it was because. It wasn't at all connected at all with his action. His action was an act of tripping something to Zayis, a little kaitzer. So what's the reason that of secretion? Over here, the secretion, I'm doing A. A brings along with it B. And B is the inevitable result of A. So I'm pulling a chair. Pulling a chair, I'm also creating a chavitz. Over here, it's not that I'm doing chaticha and I'm also doing kaitzer. I mean, it's the thing is either chaticha or kaitzer. It's one or the other, it's not both. And I thought it was chaticha. So I had no asik. I wasn't doing anything which will end up being a malacha. The malacha occurred. That's how we understand. So where's examples of it nowadays? So the question discussed the following. My Rav in Cleveland holds, I discussed with a random result one time also, sort of lean towards it. Not everybody agrees with this. I'm walking down the street and let's start from the easy case. There's this newspaper reporter out there taking pictures. Right? Some big accident, right? And I want to walk down that path to get home. If I don't walk down that path, no pictures of me. Go down the path, 50 pictures of Ellie Run. Well, so it's a monolith. I'm not taking pictures. Well, if you wouldn't walk there, there wouldn't be pictures of you. But you can't construe that my act of walking is, well, it's walking. Pictures is like walking, is like chairs and furrows. There's no connection at all between what I'm doing and what this person is doing. I think everybody agrees to that. Okay? Now change the scenario. Scenario is, I walk outside, and U.S. spy satellite, of course, which keeps a good eye on all of Washington area, records the movements of this guy walking over there, and they have a picture of me, you know, with my nose, you know, because they can get that close down, recorded in their computer. Now, if I stay in my house, it wouldn't happen. I walk outside, you know, they're taking all these pictures of dangerous character Ryan Gold, going from point A to point B. Again, now it's not a person, it's a machine taking pictures. Well, my walking is now going to be a psychoration making a picture. No, the picture taking is so divorced from my walking that it's two separate items. It's two separate things. So it's not called a psychoration. It's called a misasa. I'm doing, and malacha is occurring, but it's nothing to do with me. Now take it a step further. No pun intended. I'm walking down the street, and there's a light which goes on when I walk by. Oh, secretion. You're walking, it's turning on lights. It's like you're pulling, right? You're walking, it's ripping out. Let's say I tell you, you can't run through a field of tall grass. You can't run through it. Because the secretion, you're going to pull out stalks.
Is there secretion that you're doing? That you're doing the malacha, your performance of the malacha leads to a different malacha?
Your performance of an action leads to malacha. I'm running. My action is run. The result is ripping out. Is it malacha?
The result of your action.
Right. So the answer is. So he says that at the end of the day, I ripped out. My action was walking, and walking in a way where it's definitely going to ripping out is called I'm ripping something out. But if somebody else is causing something to happen, but I'm walking, and there's a result which definitely happens because of me, it's because of my movements, but it's somebody set up this thing there to generate that thing, not me doing it. So we look at it in the law, I'm busy doing my thing, and somebody else is doing something to me, even though it occurs because of me. That's how we suggest. Rosham Zalman sets out, relied on this decision for the following scenario. So, you know, the difference between European anti-Semites and American anti-Semites, American anti-Semites are unlearned, European ones are learned. So there's a situation which is brought to Shlomo Zalman to tell. There was an apartment building in Switzerland owned by a non-Jew who was an anti-Semite. And they had a lot of Jews in the apartment building. And there's nowhere else to go, really. It was like pretty, you know. So he thought that if he puts in the hallways, in the stairwells of his building, he puts in lights and motion sensors, that all the Jews will be stuck in their houses the whole Shabbos.
Now we're going to bring a mission that shows that it's,
so that's what he did. And he basically said to somebody, you know, it wasn't like, you know, he said he's doing it for this reason. Okay, it's good. It's whatever the reason is. Okay, but you know, so so now what do you do? You have hundreds of people in the building. Pick up and find no place. It's not easy to find another place in the neighborhood. And they're stuck in their house the whole shop. They can't even go out for Friday night davening because they can't come home. So it means they air Shabbos, they stay there, and they leave their house Motzei Shabbos. You know, not shy, but you know, it's quite difficult. Rosham Zalman held them as Motzei. He said, even though he said it's really, should, you know, you could argue that it's, you know, he relied on the Sephora because of the Shas Tzedakah, and he says, please do not publicize the decision. Well, the second half, I think, has been too late already. It's become public. You want people taking that? So some already wanted, she has to send it, it becomes true with the Adidas at the bottom of your shoe. You know, it's when a person is schlepping the table, he's schlepping the, you know, and he's making chavrits. I'm not saying each is in a chavrits, it's a great shalomichalei, but the concept of that, I'm involved in something, and my involvement in something causes something else. We understand, you know, it causes something else. A, the concept of A equals B. The integration is that A, once B is inevitable, B and A become synonymous. There's two ways to make a ritz. You can go with a plow and do it, or with a table and do it. That's how I'm making my ritz and moving the table. That's what I'm doing. Right? Because A and B are, B is inevitable out of A. But I'm clearly being Isaac in something which is involved in moving across the thing. I didn't intend it to go dig in, but it dug in. And I'm walking, and you know, there's this thing in the bottom of my shoe which I'm not even aware of. Or maybe I'm aware of it, but you know, it would be the same whether I'm aware of it, not aware of it. I have Deer's interest in it, I'm not aware of it. It's not important to me. And I'm not trying to do it for a while.
It's no good.
And you know, He said, "That's good. We deal with that as a misas and not with as a secretion." Well, that's taking it a step further. Again, no pun. Okay, let's hold it here.